Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:46, 14 before 9 on this Thursday morning, August the 11th, 8-11, a very significant day. And I'm going to tell you why right now with Brent Saltzman, Executive Director of Louisiana 811. How you doing, Brent? Good morning.
I'm doing great, Tommy. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Thanks for taking the time. And, of course, the first question, what is 811?
811 is a nationwide three-digit calling number to contact us before you perform any kind of digging activity. It is a free call, and it's a nationwide number, Tommy.
I did not realize that, nor that the FCC set it up.
That's right. That's right. As a matter of fact, I'm proud to say as a U.S. congressman from Louisiana came up with that three-digit designation. And it's all about protecting underground utilities. So anyway, our program is free. It's absolutely free to use. It's like, why would you not use our program?
And it is the law as well, is it not?
It is, Tommy. It is the law. And it's a simple process. Essentially, what you do is you're planting a tree or you're installing a mailbox or a fence or anything, any kind of digging activity. You contact us, and our role is to take that information from you, and we convey it to your utility companies and pipeline companies that own and operate facilities in your area. And they send professionals out, and they locate, they mark those underground facilities with paint or flags, so you know something's there, so you don't damage those lines, but more importantly, so you don't hurt yourself.
I think it's interesting that you said a mailbox, because most of us wouldn't think twice, and if you're going to sink a mailbox post, I would think the same would apply to a fence, if you, especially during hurricane season and people still recovering from Ida, if you're going to redo a fence or sink fence posts, that's involved as well?
You're exactly right. As a matter of fact, we have a slide we show in some of our presentations, show someone installing a mailbox that hit a gas line. Never assume you know how deep those lines are underneath the ground. They might have been put a certain depth in the ground, but things change over time. You know, you have other erosion or other construction activity. But yeah, a simple process of just installing the mailbox. Someone hit a gas line. It exploded. Anyway, you got a vivid picture of that. And it's just a reminder. It's like, again, why would you not contact us? Again, it's a free call and it is a law.
I don't mean to be indelicate here, but I just want people to realize what we're talking about in terms of any digging. If somebody loses a pet, for example, and they want to bury the pet in their backyard, and I'm not trying to be silly about this or in not sentimental or whatever the word I'm thinking of is not compassionate, but you do have to call, right? Because even something like that?
Yes, that is. I tell you, I'm glad you said that because I was just talking about that last night with someone. Yes, we do get those calls. And again, it's just so you don't damage those underground utilities. But anyway, give us a call. That is considered an emergency locate request. We do take those as well. That's an imminent threat to life, health, or property. And I would certainly give us a call whenever you're burying something like that. I know it's a sensitive subject, but yeah, I will certainly do that. But again, I'll say this as well. If I'm working in my flower beds at my house, I'm not going to contact 811 because, you know, I'm planting some flowers. But again, it's anything that could reasonably result in damaged underground facilities. But telling on myself, years ago, I was planting a tree in my backyard, and this is before I was involved in this organization, and I didn't contact 811. Mm-hmm. I went down about six inches in the ground, and it hit my telecom line. Cut that thing slap in half. I thought it was a root. So, of course, I was out of all my telecom facilities, you know, my telephone, my internet, my cable TV, and I had to pay that provider to come repair my line. So, again, never assume you know how deep those lines
are. But you know, we
do. Don't be a knucklehead like me.
Well, we do this every year, and I always ask the same question, which is, how do you know? Because even if you're planting flowers, like you said, 6 inches, is there a rule of thumb? Like if it's, if you're only going 2 inches deep, sometimes if I hit a bad nine iron, I might have to call ahead of time, Brent, because sometimes I'll go deeper than that with a bad divot. What is a rule of thumb where you have to call 811 first? Is there one? Maybe as deep as your thumb? I don't know.
It could be. I would hedge my bets, and I would contact 811 just to see where your underground facilities are on your property. That's a difficult question to answer. Again, anything that could reasonably result in damages. But keep in mind, if you damage them, that's on you. You perhaps might have to pay for that damage. But more importantly, you could hurt yourself, especially if you get into a gas line or electric line or something like that.
So if you have I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, that's okay.
I was going to say, if you have a doubt, if you just call them and tell them what you're doing, they'll vet it at that point and tell you, well, you're okay, go ahead?
More than likely, they're going to come out and mark those anyway.
Okay.
When in doubt, again, give us a call. Give us a call because, again, never assume you know where those underground facilities are on your property. And this is something else important for homeowners to know. Those utility companies are only going to mark up to their metering point. And I'll give you a prime example of that. My water meter happens to be out of my street. So the water company is only going to mark up to that point. But between that water meter and my house, that's my private line. That is not going to be marked by the utility company. So just keep that in mind as well. But having said that, my gas meter's on side of my house, my DMARC's on side of my house for telecom, and my electric meter's on side of my house. They're going to mark all the way up to that point. So, again, there are private utilities. Like I say, the utility company doesn't own and operate that, so you aren't going to mark that. So I do get that question oftentimes from homeowners. So I just want to clarify that.
All right, a quick text comes in. Should you in some way make sure that if you have a professional landscaping company coming to plant trees that they have made the call, or do you do it yourself? Just talk to them about it?
No, I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, they should make sure that whoever you hire to work on your property has a valid Louisiana 811 dig ticket. Make sure they have that ticket. Again, they have to, by law, have that ticket. So, no, I would not call it in on behalf of them. You could do that, but I would encourage you to do that. I would make them call in or make sure they have a valid ticket. And that's an easy process. You can go onto our website.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Dig ticket that way.
Tell me through the process and how far ahead I have to do it.
You contact us, either enter that ticket, that locate request online. It's a simple process, or call one of our professional CSRs at 811, just those three digits. You allow 2 full business days, excluding weekends and holidays, because you got to allow time for those utility companies and pipeline companies to respond to it. And again, they're going to have marks on your ground. They're going to have different color represents different types of utilities. So if you drive around today, you'll probably notice those. Red is power, yellow is gas, blue is water, orange is telecom. But respect those marks. Wait for the mark by time. It's going to be on your ticket that we issue you. And it's going to have that's the date you can actually start digging. And make sure you're careful when digging around those marks. And, of course, dig carefully.
Thank you, Brent.
But anyway.
I appreciate your time. Brent Salzman, Executive Director of Louisiana 811. It's free. It's simple. It's the law. Call 811 2 days before you dig. We'll be right back. WWL. First, a look at traffic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.